May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. As we gather today on this Memorial Day weekend, I reflect on the words of Andy Rau, the senior manager of content for Bible Gateway, in his blog entitled Monuments and Memorial Day, Remembering Who We Are. Memorial Day is a day to remember those who've died serving in the U.S. military. Civil War veteran General John A. Logan called in 1868 for Americans to decorate the graves of those who fell during the war between the states. The holiday has grown in scope since then and now commemorates the fallen from each of America's wars. Though Memorial Day is an American holiday, nations around the world have their own traditions for remembering the sacrifices of their soldiers. There's something uniquely powerful about the communal remembrance, gathering together as a family or nation to reflect on significant people and events of the past. It's no surprise that memorial celebrations, military and otherwise, are common to many cultures throughout history, including the people of the Bible. A famous example of a memorial celebration in the Bible can be found in Joshua 4, verses 2 through 9. God commands the Israelite leader, Joshua, to set up a memorial to mark the event of the Ark of the Covenant crossing the Jordan River, to remind future generations of what had happened there. Choose 12 men among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests were standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. In this case, God wanted the Israelites to remember his deliverance. The stone memorial served as a physical reminder of a shaping event in their history, something the memorial took sometimes the memorial took the form not of a physical monument, but a shared activity, as in the case of the Israelites' commemoration of their escape from Egypt. Christians observe their own memorial celebrations, most notably in the breaking of bread that recalls Christ's sacrifice, a ceremony that we observe with frequency. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Reminders, bitter or sweet, are important to our culture and our history. They remind us where we have come from and whose work got us to where we are. The philosopher George Santayana said, "Those who do not remember their past are condemned to repeat their mistakes." And we see this pattern throughout the Bible, time and time again, when the Israelites forgot their Lord. They stumbled and were punished. That we find in the book of Psalms 106, 10 through 14, where it's stated, "He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed his promises, and they sang his praises. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plan to unfold. In the desert, they gave in to their craving. In the wilderness, they put God to the test." It's important that we remember who we are and where we came from. Americans make a point of remembering on Memorial Day. And as Christians, every day is a good day to remember, reflect on, and give thanks to what the Lord has done for us. For those of us actively involved in our churches and those all around us who have been blessed to be raised in a Christian family, we are able to share in those reflections. But what about those in the world who are unaware of the role that God has played? What about those who are searching for meaning, searching for guidance, unable to find their way? Someone like Flora from Malaysia. Here's his story. If anyone had told me that one day I would be a Christian, I would have been amazed, and I would have congratulated them on having such a vivid imagination. He had never felt himself needing to align himself to any particular religion until one night. As he sat on his bed in a hotel room, Flora felt lost, and he wondered how he was going to continue. His reserves were depleted, and he was feeling very discouraged. Somehow, he found that Bible that had been placed there by the Gideons, and he opened it up. And it fell open to a particular verse that read, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." This is found in Isaiah 41, verses 13. The sudden realization that he was not alone, that there was someone out there looking out for him, filled Flora with great comfort. Flora soon accepted Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior and experienced an inner calm and peace which he had never known before. This morning I stand before you to share the mission of the Gideons International, an organization that was inspired by God to meet the needs of those very people searching for meaning, searching for guidance, unable to find their way. God's Word not only saves lives of those living in adversity, it can also provide peace, as demonstrated in the following testimony involving another Bible placed by a Gideon in a hotel room. On the outside, it looked like one of millions of other Bibles placed in hotel rooms around the country. But when Rodney Jones, a Nashville area Gideon, opened it, he discovered this copy of God's Word contained an extra message, one that would bring him and many others to tears. It was a Saturday evening, and Jones was in his guest room at a motel in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. He was preparing for his message the following day at a local church, and he found a need for a message from the Bible. He opened his nightstand drawer and retrieved the Gideon Place Hotel Bible. And when he opened the scripture, he discovered that someone had written a note on the inside cover, and it read, "Dedicated to the memory of my precious son, Christopher, age 4, who departed this life to be born in heaven, April 20th, 1992. Dear Christopher, it's hard to believe it's been almost 7 years since you died. It seems like almost a lifetime ago. I miss you and still know I always will. I will miss all the fun we would have had together, and perhaps Cameron, your nephew, will fulfill some of those lost memories. You would like Cameron. He's terrific. And you would be very proud of your sister Kim. She's turned out so well. I know you know all that's going on, but it's not the same as having you here. I will see you again one day, and maybe then we can catch up on lost time. I still love you with all my heart and will never forget you. Love, Dad, April 10th, 1999. As Jones read the letter, tears began rolling down his cheeks. He kept the Bible, and he immediately put in a request for a replacement for that room. He began carrying that copy of God's Word to churches where he visited as a Gideon representative. And as he shared testimonies with congregations of lives changed after encountering the scripture placed by the Gideons, he included the story of how he believed this copy of God's Word provided comfort and peace to a father who had lost a son. One day, he was speaking with a pastor at a church where he was planning to speak, and he began telling the story of the Bible. And after he read the letter penned by this dad, Jones looked up to see an expression of amazement on this pastor's face. "I know who wrote that," the pastor said. he and his wife attend this church. That Sunday, Jones stood in front of the church knowing that the father who penned the letter was sitting in the audience. As Jones shared the story and read the father's note, many in the congregation began to recognize the names and the events in the story. Afterwards, the pastor announced that this note was, in fact, penned by the father in the audience. By then, most of the congregation was in tears. At the conclusion of the church service, the father and his wife talked with Jones, thanking him for sharing the story and encouraging him to continue sharing their story in hopes that others may find comfort from it as well. To God be the glory. The Gideons International is an association of Christian business and professional men and women dedicated to telling people about Jesus through associating with together, personal witnessing, and providing Bibles and New Testaments in strategic public places. For those unaware where the ministry of the Gideons International first began, I would like to share a bit of history. It was in the late 1800s that a small group of men who traveled frequently with their work found themselves running into each other in hotels around the country. Their meetings often led to times of Bible study and prayer. These same men suggested that this group of theirs have a name, and after some thought, the name Gideon was selected in recognition of a simple farmer named Gideon found in the book of Judges, chapter 6 and 7. Gideon was no one of significance. He did not stand out amongst men. He was just simply a farmer, simply a man like you and me, who just wanted to live a quiet, simple life. But God had different plans for Gideon. He selected Gideon to represent the Christians and to stand up for the Israelites, to deliver them from mental, physical, and military anguish put upon them by the Midianites and the Amalekites. And in view of the fact that almost all of the Gideons in the early years of the association were traveling men, the question quite naturally arose regarding how they might be more effective witnesses in the hotels where they spent so much of their time. One trustee went so far as to suggest the Gideons furnish a Bible in every room of all the hotels all across the country. He commented, "In my opinion, this would not only stimulate the activities of the rank and file of the membership, but would be a gracious act, wholly in keeping with the divine mission of the Gideons Association." This plan, which they called the Bible Project, was adopted in Louisville, Kentucky in 1908. Today, the hotel Bibles represent just a small portion of the ministry's efforts, only about 2%. Approximately 80% of the scriptures that are shared one-on-one with students in schools and colleges around the world. Overall, the Gideons have distributed Bibles in over 200 countries around the world, with Bibles and Testaments translated in over 101 different languages. And since 1908, the Gideons have placed and distributed over 2.1 billion Bibles and Testaments. The Gideons Internationals serves as an extended missionary arm of the Protestant or evangelical churches, working alongside pastors and churches around the globe. The Gideons International partners with churches anywhere to reach the unreached everywhere. Spreading the good news means much more than distributing scriptures. The association's primary mission is winning the lost for Christ. First and foremost, members share their personal testimonies with those who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. In fact, Gideons and Auxiliary, who are the wives and widows of Gideons, purchased more than 2.5 million New Testaments on their own this last year to give out while witnessing. Bibles and testaments are also offered in other ways, including distribution to inmates in prisons and jails, as well as scriptures placed in hospitals and medical offices. Often members are able to witness during these distributions as well. Gideons and auxiliary pray for God-appointed opportunities to tell the gospel story. And today, you will have the opportunity to support this ministry in a couple of ways. The first, which is the most important, is me asking you for your prayers. Prayers are the most powerful way that we can accomplish this mission worldwide. And God answers those prayers, and He answers them truly. The second is that at the end of the service, as mentioned, I'll be in the back there with a basket, and if you feel moved, you can support this ministry financially. If you choose to write a check, you can make that check out to the Gideons. And then even beyond today, when I'm no longer here to speak to you on behalf of the Gideons, back in your room where you have your feasts and your picnics and you have adult Sunday school, there's a library shelf back there where there are Gideon cards. Now, the Gideon cards are something very special. You can go to Hallmark and you can find yourself a birthday card or an anniversary card, a card of celebration, but they're just simply cards. A Gideon card is your opportunity to honor somebody with the placement of Bibles someplace where they will be used. There's just a small envelope and a card associated with that card where you can make a small pledge and you can send it off to the Gideons International, and that money will be used to place Bibles where they will be needed. Brothers and sisters, I truly appreciate the opportunity to come here today to speak to you on behalf of the Gideons mission. And I pray, and we pray together for this mission, that it can be successful and continue to reach people like Flora and people that are at and in harm's way in their lives, so that they can read God's word and be saved and be given direction in a life where they need direction. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.